Yourself now with the Brumbies, has there ever been a temptation, even though your predecessor actually signed a deal with the Canberra Stadium, to maybe take games overseas? And your experience working in the Asian market and with Nike, has that sort of licked your lips and said, the Brumbies could be something very, very special overseas in maybe Malaysia or Indonesia or something like that, because we've got Singapore well covered with the Sunwolves, and everybody in Asia is screaming out for quality rugby.
Yeah, there's certainly opportunity for us. I think one of the challenges for us is the economic geographic region that we operate in at the moment is quite constrained. And if you look at Alibaba putting $100 million over 10 years into rugby in China, if you look at the growth particularly of the Sevens game, that's an area of interest for us. But first we've got to get our backyards right.
Yeah. Test matches in Canberra, it's always been a thing there. We'd love to see a test match in Canberra. That's something you've talked with the government about and also the AAU?
Yeah, I think there's ongoing discussions about that, so we're hoping.
And getting punters through the gate. You know, I know it's freezing cold and all that sort of thing, and you've got to negotiate with the octopi that is not only all the TV deals, but also your other brethren in Super Rugby. What's the perfect time, you believe, off the research you've seen, not only coming in now, but being part of the Brumbies organisation before? Is it Saturday at 3 o'clock? Is it Sunday at 3 o'clock? Or is it in the freeze in the middle of the winter at 7:30?
I think that sounds like a loaded question. I'd love to see a bit of more of a mixture, but we know that Foxtel underwrites the competition, and we've got to work with a great broadcaster. So I think probably the bigger opportunity for us is reconnecting with the community and giving people a reason to come out. So that's what we'll be working hard to do in the next 12 months and beyond.
So you'll be able to get those deals done with sponsors, be able to get players out of the community, but also, of course, there's been a lot of screaming from the clubs, we want players back and the like. And it's always a difficult balancing act, because you've got the circus that's up in Sydney at the moment, where you'd say a few of the shoot your teams properly have a bit of a sense of entitlement that they don't deserve. But the other argument is, we produce all the players. But the fact is, as Jake White did when he came in, he said, if you're going to come and play for the Brumbies, you're playing for the Queanbeyan Whites or the Uni Owls. Okay, well, you wouldn't punish anybody by getting on to play for the Owls, but it's one of those things where you want that sort of tribalism and skin within your club rugby, so it flows through into the top end for the Brumbies.
Well, you're talking to a former Owls player, so...
There we go, right to the forehand.
But yeah, obviously we want to grow the game both at an elite level and a grassroots level and everywhere in between. And we see that the Brumbies team itself is hopefully a halo and a beacon for us to grow the game. But ultimately, we want more people playing rugby, because we love the game and we think it's a great game, both on the pitch and also what it does off the pitch in terms of character development.
The Vikings, they're always good and fun to negotiate with. Of course, they're fantastic for the game. They've been absolutely brilliant for the game, buckets of cash. But the vast majority of people in Canberra and even country New South Wales just don't get why it's called the Canberra Vikings. And we can't go back to a fantastic old name, you know, in sort of envisages names such as the Duke and O'Neill and Sweeney and all these guys, even McLaughlin and Georgie Gregan and that when they beat the Irish in 1994. It's one of those things where most of Canberra, as you know, being an Owls man, can't stand the Vikings, yet you want us to come through the gate to Vikings and pump money into the enemy. Yet in reality, it'd be fantastic to see the blue and gold shirt of the ACT Kogoros come back, you know, and you'd sell stuff off the rack if you change the jumpers. But in fairness to the Vikings, they've done a fantastic job for the game and they propagate the game well.
Yeah, it's a different, difficult balancing act insofar as we've got a great supporter of rugby in the ACT, and we've got an organisation that wants to see rugby generally do well. We also hear the push for the Kookaburras and the return to the old days. So it's one really for the board to work through, but it's one that we are conscious of.
And we look forward to the ACT Brumbies really getting into it. Of course, if you want to become a member, that's easy. Just go through brumbies.com.au.